This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Hello and welcome to an all new Rated R Safety Show. Today's Tuesday, February the 4th of 2020, day 35 of the year. Only 331 days left before the end of the year comes about. So I'm going to tell you, not going to waste a lot of time today, and I'm going to jump directly into the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So this portion of the show, we call it the main story, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. Oh yeah, baby. So over the last, let's say, few weeks, I've been doing some investigation because I came to the conclusion that there were some people that were extremely well known out of the blue on social media. And I couldn't figure out how it was happening. So, of course, I started to do some research. And what I have discovered based on some of these popular people out there in social media, and I'm talking about people in safety, social media in particular, what they are doing is they're doing something called engagement pods. So what is this? This is them taking their content, releasing it to a group of people, for these group of people to either comment or like it. So I won't say I was upset. I won't say that I was furious. But man, I thought that was jacked up. So just to prove my point, what I did is I took that same information that I see all these other people using, and I went down the trail of some of the people that they were tagging inside of the social media world that were non-safety related, because it didn't make sense to me why they kept on tagging those people. So as I did the research, I entered one of these quote unquote engagement pods. Now, what I have done on purpose is if you look at the hashtags on the ones that I was testing it on, I put hashtag test just so people would know exactly what I was doing. And all of a sudden, by being inside one of these engagement pods, I had a crap load of people start liking my content. And it didn't make any sense, because these were people not in the industry that had nothing to do with safety. And so what makes me upset about the whole thing is that there's people that are out there and they're claiming that they're excellent at social media, and they're cheating to get their numbers of people's likes, people's comments. But hey, I'm going to tell you, what kind of value does that bring to what you're doing? Just because some people liked you on social media? Just because some people commented? I was very frustrated about the whole thing. You have to look at it as views and likes and comments do not convert to engagements, does not convert that you are an expert in the field of safety. I don't think that it's correct to be doing, judgment, moral character issue there, but to be doing especially when you're interacting with people that have been doing this for years, but all of a sudden you're claiming on how well known you are based on your content, stuff that you're posting on social media, and how you are an expert. And there's quite a few people that are doing it, which is the interesting part. The other part that I found interesting is that some of them go as far as saying that they are social media experts in regards of doing it. They are marketing experts. Now, I'll tell you some of the telltale signs right away if you start looking at this is look at the people who are following growth hackers. That's some of the key terminology there. Now, this is me not passing judgment on anyone, but I don't think it's the correct thing to do. But you do you. And I'll do me. And then we can move forward. But if it makes you feel better at the end of the day that you are doing that and that's how you're getting traction to your page, that is how you're getting traction to your social media, good for you. I will sit here and continue to do my content in the way that I do it. And if some people like it, great. If some people don't like it, that's great too. But I found it interesting that this is what was taking place out there. Cheat to win.
Duh.
You as my friend, what do you think about this? Do you think that's justifiable to be doing? I just want your opinion. Because I think it's something that you need to give thought to, especially if you considered these people important inside of the world of safety based on what they were doing on social media. Just think about it. So that's the main news story. Let's go into some of the normal stuff that we like to discuss from time to time. National radio host Rush Limbaugh announced near the end of his show on Monday that he's been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer, pending treatment. Limbaugh turned 69 on January the 12th. He said that his broadcast schedule will be unpredictable as treatment plan is put into place. Best wishes to you, Rush. If you're here in the United States, you'll notice right away that tonight is the State of the Union address. President Trump will give his State of the Union speech tonight. It will be on air on multiple networks starting at 8 p.m. Central Time.
Duh.
How many people are going to watch that tonight? That should be interesting, especially after the caucus debacle that occurred last night. An unidentified gunman killed two women and injured a child during a shooting at a residence hall at Texas A&M University Commerce. Classes have been canceled through Wednesday, at least. An investigation for the shooter is ongoing. This is the stuff that we talk about. Things that can happen unpredictably out there in the world of safety. In the world in period. How would you handle this matter? I want you to give it some thoughts. How are you interacting about active shooters inside of your organization, place of work, establishment, and so on? Think about it. Did you hear about this? Virginia was hit with a moderate earthquake Monday night. Or you can say Monday morning, depending on how you look at it. The 2.7 magnitude quake happened around 4 a.m. Central Time near the central Virginia city of Louisa, with tremors extending into Richmond. No death or damage has been reported. Do you have a plan for that too? We talk about these things, but we need to look at what some of the plans are, man. Tough times out there. Tough times. So I'm sure you enjoyed the Super Bowl this weekend as most people did. 102 million viewers turned into the Super Bowl across Fox, various networks, and NFL and Verizon online platform. Of those, 99.9 million watched the broadcast on Fox channels. I'm sure Fox loved it. A lot of stuff there. I think that each ad was going for like $5.2 million. Not really safety related, but I'm sure it was something you did this week.
Duh.
Tesla stock value gained 20% on Monday's news of improved battery life for new car models. It closed at $780 after topping out earlier at an all-time high of $786. Elon Musk tweeted out 3 fire emojis to celebrate the boom. Good for him. Interesting how that goes. Have you heard about this new story going on? Scientists in Italy have developed a cannabis compound 30 times more potent than THC. In the journal Nature, they say, chemically speaking, it could pack quite a high. But they even tested it in particular for the effects. So I guess that's something to be concerned about coming out of the blue there.
Duh.
Here's one for your young parents that are out there. Researchers have cracked the code of how to properly talk to your baby. While it's not quite a typical goo goo gaga gibberish stuff, parents are encouraged to change their speech to their little one learns language more effectively. Patricia Cool from the University of Washington tells CNN that there are 3 main characteristics in parentheses. Speaking in pitch, about octave higher than you normally use, exaggerated intonations when speaking so they can see the highs are high and the lows are lows, sounding excited and happy. She also says speaking more slowly and pausing from time to time. Well, that's a nice one. Anyways, we talked about it yesterday. We'll talk about it one more time today. No winner for Friday's Mega Million drawing. Tonight's drawing will be for $168 million jackpot or $118.8 million cash payout. No winner for Saturday night's Powerball drawing either. Wednesday's drawing will be for $50 million jackpot or $35.8 million cash payout. So good luck to you if you're out there playing, because, you know, those are important. They are. Yeah, some people always ask me if that's safety related. Of course, it's not safety related, but if you play, I guess it could be, depending on how you look at it. Anyways, let's talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate here today. African-American Coaches Day. National Create a Vacuum Day. National Quaker Day. National Hemp Day. National Homemade Soup Day. National Stuffed Mushrooms Day. National Thank a Mailman Day. Rosa Parks Day. USO Day, Safer Internet Day, and World Cancer Day. Anyways, you've been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Duh.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R Safety Show.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.